Hello, BCT listeners. Welcome to another edition of A Guide to Windows Vista. This edition is all about control panel and new ways to customize your computer. Just a quick note, I'd like to make some addenda slash correction. In previous podcast, while using JAWS for Windows, it said to press control down arrow to see results while using the start search box. You don't have to press control down arrow. What you need to do is press down or up arrow keys to move to the result. And at this point, JAWS does not support search results. So I had to use Windowize words. I also forgot to mention that there are some icon changes in Windows Explorer. My computer is now just computer. My network places is just network. My documents is the name of the user. For example, if the username that you have is home user, it should say home user. And my documents folder is not the root of the user files anymore. It is the user's files. That's the root. And documents is one of the folders. And music, video, pictures, and all other items that were found in my documents has been moved to this new location. So this is an addenda slash correction to the last podcast. So what I'm going to do is open control panel. I'm currently using JAWS right now, so I'll press Windows key.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit. To move through items, press up or down arrow.
Control, C-O-N-T-R-O-L, enter.
Leaving menus. Control panel, folder view, list view, not selected, add hardware, 1 of 52. To move the items, use the arrow keys, not selected, add hardware.
So it said, add hardware, 1 of 52 items. I have 52 control panel items with add hardware as first item. The control panel resembles Windows Explorer. You can search anything here, including control panel items themselves. So what I'm going to do from now on is to, if there are any new features, I'm going to introduce it to you. And if there are old features, I'm going to describe what they are for new users. So what I'm going to do is press down arrow to move to this control panel, which is massive. I'll press space to select the first one.
Add hardware.
The control panel items may depend on the version of Windows that you have. If you have a home edition of Windows, such as Premium and Basic, you may have like 45 items. If you have Business, Enterprise, or Ultimate, then you might have over 50 items. Also, it depends on the vendor of the computer that you have purchased. I'll press down arrow to move to the next item. The Add Hardware is same as Windows XP's Add Hardware feature, where you can add new hardware that Windows does not support at this point, if you have a driver, or if Windows can find a driver.
Administrative tools, configure administrative settings for your computer.
This is Microsoft Management Console, MMC. For those who are skilled enough, you can actually modify user settings, computer behavior, and manage your computer like disks and environmental variables, which I do not strongly recommend that you do that unless told by professionals, IT professionals, to modify the settings. I'll press down arrow.
Autoplay. Change default settings for CDs, DVDs, and devices so that you can automatically play music, view pictures, install software, and play games.
Autoplay. For those of us who have USB flash drives, hard disks, and other storage media with more than one content, you can select this item and choose what to do with each media. At this point, JAWS, I don't know what's going on with Windows, but JAWS does not read you the media type, but it does read the actions. So it allows you to configure the auto run dialog. I'll press down arrow.
Backup and restore center. Backup and restore your files and system settings.
Backup and restore center. This allows you to backup your files and your computer itself. I'll come back to that later while discussing maintenance options that are available with Vista.
BitLocker drive encryption. Protect your computer using BitLocker drive encryption.
BitLocker drive encryption. This requires so-called trusted platform module, which is a security chip where it can store a security key to lock your computer in order to have non-authorized users not use the computer. Just a quick note, the backup and restore center, the Windows Complete PC backup slash restore will only work with Business, Enterprise, and Ultimate editions. It is not found in the Home editions. You can also use the backup features to backup files and folders on those versions.
CD slash DVD drive acoustic silencer.
Okay, this is the one that Toshiba supplies. Now, this allows me, in my case, to control the speed of the CD burner slash DVD burner to set normal and quiet mode. This is available, I believe, with certain vendors.
Color management.
This allows you to manage your colors, which is not very useful, but useful for sighted people.
Date and time. Set the date, time, and time zone for your computer.
This is the old familiar date and time in the previous version of Windows, where you can set up your date, time, and time zone, or change to adjust whether to adjust using daylight saving time or not, depending on your location.
Default programs. Choose which programs you want Windows.
Yeah, default programs. For those of us who are Windows 2000 or Windows XP users, there used to be a program called Set Access in Defaults. This is the Windows Vista equivalent, where you can select default programs for file types, like MP3, WMA, Word documents, TXT documents, bitmap image, etc.
Device Manager. View and update your hardware settings and driver software.
Yeah, the Device Manager allows you to see and modify properties on a device, such as uninstalling it, reinstalling it, updating driver, scan for hardware changes, etc. Previously, it was available as part of system, which still links to it under system properties in Vista. So this is the nice change to show Device Manager with the other control panel items. And the Device Manager is something that ordinary users should not attempt to do unless you have something to do with the hardware that Windows refuses to work with, and so forth.
Ease of Access Center, make your computer easier to use.
This is somewhat similar to a combination of accessibility options and utility manager in Windows 2000 and Windows XP. You can either press enter here, or you can press Windows key plus U to open Ease of Access Center. This center allows you to start Windows in high contrast mode, start magnifier, narrator, and on-screen keyboard. The narrator in Windows Vista has changed. It has a new voice called Microsoft Anna, which I'm going to show you later when I discuss text-to-speech. But to see what's new with Ease of Access Center, I'll just pop in and take a look.
Change administrative settings link. High contrast increases the contrast and colors to reduce eye strain and make things.
Okay, you heard the start navigation style. This is a new format in property sheet in Windows Vista, where it'll present a almost like a dialog structure that feels more like Windows Explorer. You can press tab to move to the controls in this window, just like property sheet, and press shift tab to move backwards. Actually, to escape it in this kind of situation, press backspace. I'll press tab to move to the items.
Always scan this section, checkbox not checked. Start magnifier button. Start narrator button. Start on screen keyboard button. Set up high contrast button. Get recommendations to make your computer easier to use link. Use the computer without a display link. Make the computer easier to see link. Use the computer without a mouse or keyboard link. Make the mouse easier to use link. Make the keyboard easier to use link. Use text or visual alternatives for sounds link. Make it easier to focus on tasks link. Toolbar desktop.
So these are the options that are available in Ease of Access Center.
Search, change administrative.
So I'll press backspace to move out of here.
Blank, folder view, list view, Ease of Access Center.
Okay, we're back at control panel. Press down arrow to move to next item.
Folder options, customize the display of files and folders.
Folder options, which allows you to set the views for the folder and to associate a file type and its description on a given file type, which is like an old XP style folder options dialog.
Fonts, add, change, and manage fonts on your computer.
Fonts is same as the old XP font control panel, which allows you to change the default font and add or remove fonts.
Game controllers.
If you have a game controller such as joystick and game pads, you can control it here and add or remove game controllers on this computer, which is available with Windows XP as well.
Indexing options. Change how Windows indexes files for searching.
Indexing options, which allows you to change how Windows behaves when searching through files. Index is a like a tag on a file to tell Windows what the file is, like a length, the author, the genre, the album, if it's music, the size of the video, if it's a bitmap image or a video, and so on. This is only available with hard drives that have NTFS file system, which I do, of course.
Internet options. Configure your internet display and connection settings.
Internet options, which is same as XP's and Windows 2000's internet options. And I want to describe internet options later when I talk about internet in Vista.
iSCSI initiator, connect to remote iSCSI targets and configure connection settings.
Which is something that many people will not use, which allows you to connect to iSCSI devices on the network or somewhere else.
Keyboard.
The old keyboard settings is still here, where you can select the rate of the keyboard and view properties on the keyboard, etc. I'll press down arrow.
Mail.
If you have Microsoft Outlook on your computer, which many people have, you can control mail options from here, where you can use Outlook's dedicated customize or setup, email setup wizard to do it.
Mouse.
Mouse, which allows you to set properties on the mouse such as button configuration and mouse click speed.
Network and sharing center.
Network and sharing center. This is a combination of network connections and network setup wizard, where you can set up a network, workgroup or domain, and configure your internet access using either dial-up, broadband, or Wi-Fi. So I'll pop in here and see what's available.
Connect to a network. View computers and devices link.
View computers and devices, which allows you to see the network computers that are connected right now.
Connect to a network link.
Connect to network, which is pretty useful if you want to connect to a wireless network.
Manage wireless networks link.
This is a place to manage wireless networks.
Set up a connection or network link.
Allows you to set up an internet connection or a network.
Manage network connections link.
Manage network connections, which allows you to manage network connections, which is the same thing as network connections in previous version of Windows.
Diagnose and repair link.
This is pretty useful if you cannot connect to a network or internet.
Internet options link.
I'll describe that later.
Windows firewall link.
Windows firewall, I'll describe that later while describing security features.
Windows mobile device center link.
Well, Windows mobile device center, which I'm going to describe it in the other features, where you can connect a Windows mobile device such as Pocket PC or a smartphone with your computer and manage it.
Network and sharing center help link.
Which opens a help and support center, which tells you all about network and sharing center.
View full map link.
This is used for search for wireless networks.
Toshiba user graphic. Home graphic. Internet graphic. Customize link. View status link. Edit graphic. Edit on edit. Button. Edit graphic. Edit on edit. Button. Edit graphic.
Yeah, these are the network settings. I'll press backspace to move out of here.
LAN. Folder view list view. Network and sharing center 21 of 52.
Okay, network and sharing center. We're done with it. I'll press down arrow.
Offline files. Configure offline files to work with network files when you are not connected or a server is unavailable.
As the tooltip says, you can configure offline files. If you want to work with offline files, you can enable it. If you're not working work with it, then you can disable it. But it requires Windows restart in order to take effect.
Parental controls. Change parental control settings.
Parental controls, which allows you to limit access to some website and rate your games. I'll pop in here and see what's available.
What can I do with parental controls link?
This is a help and support link to learn more about parental controls.
One or more administrator accounts do not have a password. As long as an administrator account has no password, any user can bypass or turn off parental controls. Click here to add a password for these accounts link.
Yeah, this opens a user account and add password.
User computer administrator no password button to activate press space bar.
Okay.
Why do I need an account for this link? Create a new user account link. Toolbar desk search edit. Select the game's rating system link.
Had to skip some items. Select your game's ESRB rating, which allows you to rate your games and limit access to some games.
Family safety options link.
Family safety options, which allows you to configure like a limited access to some Windows features and internet.
User accounts link. Help link. What can I do with parental controls link?
So we're wrapped around. I'll press backspace.
Land parental controls. Parental.
Okay, that's how to select parental controls. I'll press down arrow.
Pen and input devices. Configures pen options for a tablet PC.
This is only available in all editions except Home Basic. If you have a tablet PC, which some laptops do these days, this option allows you to select the speed of the pen and sensitivity of the pen, a digitizer as we call it. This is which is used to interact with the tablet screen. New feature that is introduced with Vista is touch screen support, which is found in most pocket PCs these days. Touch screen where you can touch an area of the screen to click on it and interact with it.
People near me, set up your computer so that you can participate in activities such as Windows meeting space.
People near me, which is a peer-to-peer technology where you can identify yourself and find out other computers on a network or in vicinity.
Performance information and tools.
Performance information and tools, which is used to find out the Windows Performance Index, which is a measure of your speed of your hard drive, RAM, and CPU to determine the overall speed of your computer, which is useful if you want to find out how fast your computer runs.
Personalization. Change theme settings for this computer.
Personalization. This is the real power behind all the configurations that you can customize on your computer. I'll pop in here and describe each of the items briefly.
Window color and appearance link.
Window color appearance, which allows you to set the color and appearance settings for your computer. You can select from Windows Standard, Basic, and Windows Classic, which is the view that I recommend.
Desktop background link, Alt plus K.
which allows you to set the desktop background, like selecting a picture from a list of pictures that are available. As I said earlier, in the setting up section, you can come back to here and customize the background.
Screensaver link, Alt plus S.
Just like XP and some other versions of Windows, you can customize the screensaver background.
Sounds link, Alt plus N.
Sounds, I'll talk about it a bit later, which allows you to set up the sounds on your computer, plus some properties for playback and recording tabs, devices.
Mouse pointers link, Alt plus I.
Which is not that useful. You can select the mouse pointers that are available with Windows Vista.
Theme link, Alt plus M.
Theme, you can customize the overall theme of your computer. You can select from Arrow, Basic, and Classic. Which is the classic theme is the version that I recommend.
Display settings link, Alt.
Display settings, which allows you to select the display that you want to use and the resolution.
Toolbar desktop split button to search edit type change desktop icons link Alt plus P.
Okay, I'm backed around. I have skipped the breadcrumb and the search box. Okay, desktop icons, which allows you to select and deselect the icons that are shown on your desktop.
Adjust font size DPI link Alt plus J.
Adjust font size dots per inch, which allows you to select the font size, either larger or smaller.
Connect to a projector or other external display link Alt.
Which allows you to connect to an external display and use Windows from see Windows from the external display itself.
Taskbar and start menu link, Alt plus B.
Which I'll come back to that later. Taskbar start menu. Just like previous version of Windows, you can customize taskbar and start menu, which I'm going to show to you a bit later.
Ease of access link, Alt plus O.
As we saw before, you can select high contrast mode, magnifier, narrator, and so on.
Windows Mobility Center link, Alt plus L.
Windows Mobility Center. This is only available with portable computers, such as laptop and notebooks, which allows you to set, among other things, power options and battery power management, which I want to go over briefly for notebook users.
Window color and appearance link.
And we're wrapped around. I'll press backspace to move out of here.
Blend, folder view, list view, personalize.
Down arrow.
Phone and modem options. Configure your telephone dialing rules and modem settings.
Phone and modem options. Just like XP, you can view properties on the phones and modems.
Power options. Conserve energy or maximize performance by choosing how your computer manages power.
Power options. This is the same as power options in Windows XP, but a bit changed. I'll come back to that later. The power options allows you to set the power scheme for your computer, which is known as power plan in Windows Vista, and see the overall battery capacity and the current battery percentage.
Printers.
Printers, just like XP, you can view information about printer that is installed. Printer, I have none.
Problem reports and solutions.
If you encounter a problem with Windows, you can select this option to report the problem to Microsoft, and they will give you solutions. Also, third-party vendors can provide solutions of their own, so you can easily troubleshoot it. This is similar to error reporting facility in Windows XP.
Programs and features.
Programs and features. For those of you who have been using Windows XP and prior versions of Windows, you should have noticed that there is no add or remove programs feature. This has changed. It is now known as programs and features, and it is more tidy. It is more cleaner than add remove programs, which displays Windows updates as well as programs. In this version, it will only show you programs. You can select to show Windows update. And I will show you how to use it later when I discuss other features and maintenance.
Regional and language options.
You can select input language, output language, and currency format, and so on.
Scanners and cameras.
Just like Windows XP, you can select this option to view properties on scanners or cameras that are connected to your computer. Currently, I have none.
Security Center.
Security Center, which allows you to view your current security settings. I'm going to describe it when I discuss security features in Vista.
Sound.
Sound. Sound allows you to set properties on the playback or recording tab, and also allows you to select sound schemes. I'll briefly pop into it and see what's new.
Sound dialog, playback page, list view, not selected speakers, 1 of 1.
Playback page, which allows you to select the speaker that you want to modify. There we go, I selected the speakers. I'll press tab.
Configure button to activate, press space bar.
Which allows you to configure your speaker.
Properties button to activate, press space bar.
Which is useful to customize your speaker. And to select like a levels and effects if your sound card supports it. I'll press control tab.
Recording page. Select the recording device below to modify its settings. List view. Not select. OK button. List view. Microphone 1 of 2. Line in. Microphone.
Microphone and line in. These are the recording devices that I have. I'll press tab.
Configure button to activate. Press space bar.
Just like playback tab, you can configure your input devices such as microphone or line in.
Properties button to.
Just like a playback, you can select the levels and effects if your sound card supports it. I'll press control tab to move to the fun stuff.
Sounds page. A sound theme is a set of sounds applied to events in Windows and programs. You can select an existing scheme or save one you have modified. Sound scheme combo box modified 1 of 4. To change the selection, use the arrow key.
This is where you can modify the sounds on your computer. The first thing that you'll notice is the schemes. If you change a scheme, you can press OK to save it. But my best bet is to save it using Save As option. I'll press tab.
Save as dot 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 button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus D. Delete button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus D.
This is used to delete a sound scheme.
Tree view, windows open, 29 items. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Alt.
Okay, this is where you can select the window sounds that you want to hear. And to whether to enable sounds or not, I'll press tab.
Play windows startup sound checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press space bar.
This checkbox is used to check whether you will hear Windows startup sound during startup or not. If you check it, you will. If not, you will not hear startup sound. I'll press tab.
OK button to activate, press space bar.
If I've selected a sound category such as a Windows error, exclamation, I will see additional items such as sounds, edit combo box, playback, and the browse button. And that's all to it in sounds. And I'll describe how to change the properties on playback and recording when I discuss my digital life media features in Windows Vista. I'll press escape to exit out of here.
Control panel.
The next item is
speech recognition option.
If you have been using Dragon Naturally Speaking, you will be familiar with speech options, which allows you to, among other things, control your computer via voice. I've used it once and it seems that it is pretty accurate. There are some commands that you can use such as start, open, close, which is like similar to Dragon Naturally Speaking. And if you want to learn more about speech recognition, you can take a speech tutorial. I'll press down arrow.
Sync Center.
Sync Center, which I will talk about it when talking about miscellaneous features, which allows you to do other things related to syncing, such as syncing your like a PDA with your computer and allows you to select the properties for syncing, which replaces ActiveSync. For users of BrailleNote, PacMate, BrailleSense, and other PDAs running screen readers such as Pocket Howl, MobileSpeak Pocket, MobileSpeak Smart, etc., the ActiveSync will not work on the Windows Vista, because Sync Center replaces this.
System,
which allows you to see the system properties and make some advanced changes. System is useful if you want to find out more about your computer, such as processor and RAM amount and version of Windows that you have. The advanced settings, it is not recommended for ordinary users, but if you really need to change it, you can. But please be aware that making wrong changes will result in a malfunctioning computer. This system dialog is same as Windows XP.
Tablet PC settings.
Again, this is only available on all editions except Home Basic, which allows you to set the properties for tablet PC, such as screen orientation.
Taskbar and start menu.
Taskbar and start menu, just like previous versions of Windows, you can customize taskbar and start menu. I'll take a look at it.
Taskbar and start menu properties dialog. Taskbar page. Taskbar appearance lock. The taskbar checkbox checked.
Okay, a new feature that I need to mention here is that you can customize taskbar and notification area separately. So these two items are not integrated anymore in taskbar tab. Lock the taskbar, you can lock your taskbar at the bottom of the screen.
Taskbar appearance auto hide the taskbar checkbox not checked. The check press spacebar alt plus U. Taskbar appearance keep the taskbar on top of other windows checkbox checked.
These are same settings from Windows XP. I'll press Control Tab.
Start menu page. Start menu radio button checked. 1 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt plus S.
Just like Windows XP, you can select either the new start menu or classic start menu. The classic start menu is just like Windows 2000 or classic start menu Windows XP. You can press Windows key and represent it with menu items instead of a search box. And the program start menu will open like a regular box. And press and selecting start menu will cause the start menu to display start search box. I'll press Control Tab to move to a new tab, which is
notification area page. You can keep the notification area uncluttered by hiding icons that you have not clicked recently. Icons hide and active icons checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus H.
Okay. Notification area is different from taskbar, which is a collection of settings dealing with notification area. I'll press insert tab to read the information again.
Icons hide inactive icons checkbox check.
This allows you to hide inactive icons.
Icons customize dot 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 button to activate press spacebar alt plus C. System icons clock checkbox checked. To clear checkmark press spacebar.
This allows you to set the system icons. You can select or deselect items, but I recommend that you leave it checked. I'll press Control Tab if there are any new items.
Toolbars page. Select which toolbars to add to the taskbar. Select which toolbars to add to the taskbar. Three view address not checked. 1 of 5.
With toolbars page, where you can add certain toolbars to taskbar.
Windows Media Player not checked. Links not checked. Desktop not checked. Quick launch not checked.
Okay. Quick launch is still here. You can select quick launch bar to appear just like XP did. You can or press space uncheck it to not show any toolbars.
Taskbar page.
So we're wrapped back around taskbar tab. I'll press escape to close here.
Control panel, folder view, list view, taskbar and start menu 41 to 52. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, I'll press down arrow.
Text to speech. Change settings for text to speech and for speech recognition if installed.
Text to speech, which allows you to preview the voice that you're going to use. I'm going to pop in here because I'd really love to show you the new voice.
Speech properties dialog. Text to speech page. Voice selection combo box. Microsoft Anna English United States. 1 of 1.
This is the default voice to a narrator.
Voice selection. Use the following text to preview the voice. Edit. Ave selected Microsoft Anna English United States as the computer's default voice. Type in text. Alt plus U.
Yes, this is the text that you want to use to preview the voice.
Voice selection preview voice button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt plus P.
Okay, to preview the voice that you've selected, you press spacebar. At this point, I want to shut down JAWS and let you preview the voice that you selected. And when I stop and restart this recording again, you should hear Microsoft Anna. And here is Anna.
You have selected Microsoft Anna English United States as the computer's default voice.
And that is Microsoft Anna with narrator. So this is Anna, the voice that ships with Windows Vista. And I move to the next control with tab, and it says
voice speed left right slider 50%,
which allows you to adjust the speed.
Audio output dot 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 button to advanced dot 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 button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt.
Advanced text to speech options.
OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
And OK and cancel. I'll press escape to exit out here.
Control panel.
And then
text to speech.
There we go. I'll press down arrow once.
User accounts.
User accounts, which allows you to add or remove user accounts and to select whether to enable or disable user account control, which I'm going to talk about in the security podcast.
Welcome Center. Learn about Windows features and start using them.
Welcome Center. I demonstrated earlier, which is useful for new Windows Vista user. And there's a setting to enable or disable Welcome Center in here. If you select Start Windows Welcome Center when Windows starts, if you check it, it will start it. If not, it will not start it automatically.
Windows Card Space.
Windows Card Space, which allows you to manage your identity on the web, which unfortunately is not accessible at this point.
Windows Defender. Scan your computer for unwanted software. Schedule scans and get the latest unwanted software definitions.
Okay, Windows Defender. I believe Rick Harmon did a excellent podcast on that. I'm going to show you how to configure it in security podcast.
Windows Firewall. Set firewall security options to help protect your computer from hackers and malicious software.
Again, I'll describe Windows Firewall in security podcast. The Windows Firewall and Security Center were added in Windows XP Service Pack 2. The firewall allows you to set control the incoming and outgoing ports and other needy features.
Windows Mobile Device Center. Connect and manage a Windows mobile-based device.
Windows Mobile Device Center, which is an options dialog in ActiveSync, which allows you to select what kind of connection to use, such as USB and other connections.
Windows Mobility Center. Adjust display brightness, volume, power options, and other commonly used mobile PC settings.
Windows Mobile Center. This Mobility Center applet is only available for notebook users. It is not common in desktop, except if you're running under what's called uninterruptible power supply. For notebook users, I'll take a look at it.
Windows Mobility Center dialog, customized by Toshiba Corporation. Change display brightness settings for your power plan. Current status is display brightness button to activate. Press spacebar.
It just said customized by Toshiba Corporation because I'm using the Toshiba Power Saver setting. I'll just press tab to briefly step through what's available in Mobility Center.
Left right slider 100%.
This depends on the source, whether you're connected via AC or you're using battery. The less brightness that you have, the more battery life.
Change audio settings button to activate. Press spacebar.
Which is a link to a sounds dialog.
Mute checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt plus M.
Which allows you to mute the audio or not.
Left, right, slider, 100% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
Which allows you to set the volume of the audio.
Change power settings. Current status is fully charged, 100% button to activate, press space bar.
This is the link to power options dialog.
Combo box, power saver, 2 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
This allows you to select a power plan, or formerly known as power schemes. There are three of them. High performance, which is reduces the settings that is used to speed up your system under AC power. Balanced, which balances power depending on the source. Power saver, which is a maximum battery life, which turns on few options and disables some options to conserve battery life.
Change wireless network settings. Current status is wireless off button to activate, press space bar.
For computers with built-in wireless cards, you can either enable or disable it, but some computers may have an internal and wireless turn on slash off button, usually on the front or the side or underneath in some models. So it's best recommended that you do that to turn on Wi-Fi on or off using that hardware button instead of using this button.
Change display settings. Current status is no display connected button to activate, press space bar.
No display connected, which allows you to see what kind of display is connected to the display port, which is usually VGA port.
Connect display button to activate, press space bar,
which allows you to connect the display.
Change synchronization settings. Current status is no sync partnerships button to activate, press space bar.
Again, this is a link to sync center.
Sync settings button to activate, press space bar. Alt plus S
allows you to set the settings for syncing.
Change presentation settings. Current status is not presenting button to activate, press space bar.
Presenting, which allows you to use settings that are used to present something from your computer, such as additional display or power options.
Turn on button to activate, press space bar.
You can press space to turn it on or space to turn it off.
Lock this computer button to activate, press space bar.
Lock this computer, you can lock it. To start Windows from locked position, you have to press enter on the username that you want to log into.
Launch the program button to activate, press space bar. Alt plus H. Help button to activate, press space bar.
Help button, etc.
Control panel.
And we're out of mobile center with escape.
Windows sidebar properties.
This allows you to set the Windows sidebar, which is used to select whether to enable sidebar or not. There's a checkbox there to enable it or disable it. I'll press down arrow.
Windows Sideshow.
Sideshow is a new technology where it allows you to set up a display to display gadgets. Typically a Windows mobile device or an external display.
Windows Update.
Windows Update, just like XP's, you can check for updates, or for Ultimate users, you can select this option to check for any new Ultimate extras. For using Windows Update, so refer to security features. For Windows Ultimate extras, refer to miscellaneous features. And then that's it in the control panel. And the items that I mentioned that I'll come back to later, I'll come back to that later as we go along the relevant sections like security, media features, and maintenance and miscellaneous features. So that's it for customizing your computer and brief look at what's new with control panel. There are other ways of controlling your computer and setting up your computer, like using Microsoft Management Console, using Registry Editor, and using advanced functions like Command Prompt, and other functions to set your computer up just like you want. So you can do that. You can use control panel to set up everything from hardware to features like Windows Update and other options such as theme, sounds, display, time and date, original settings, etc. You can contact me in various ways. You can contact me by using the email addresses. My email address is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, underscore L-E-E, 22590 at yahoo.com. Or you can use joseph.lee, 22590 at gmail, gmail.com, or joseph.lee, 22590 at blindsea.com. So see you next time with new editions of A Guide to Windows Vista.